Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Karen Post back on the show. And folks, if you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can type in her name into my search engine and find all of the branding, business management stuff that she's taught us over the years. I encourage you to do that. And while you're there, check out all the other things at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to check out the video right there on the homepage. Lots and lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Karen Post is the author of Brand Turnaround, also one of my favorites, Brain Tattoo. Karen, I still love that book. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we're talking about momentum. And you said something a minute ago. We're talking about momentum, folks. How to get it back? How to turn around if it looks like you're going in the wrong direction? How to stem the tide of that you're headed in and turn around and get some momentum back and build it back and be competitive again? You said something about having. It sounded to me like you said have a word with yourself. You said you talked about using a mantra or something like that. I don't think I use mantras, but I do have a word with myself. Whenever I feel like, you know, the world might be winning, I might have taken it on the chin once or twice, or if I'm not actually performing the way I think I should be performing, I have a word with myself. And is that kind of what you're talking about?
Oh, it's super important because momentum is mental. It is 99% mental. And so for me, I talk to myself. So when I'm on that tennis court, I say things like Nadal, Federer, Post, you know, I say crazy things, but I say them over and over and over again. And it also ties into really being in this peak state with yourself. And I go back.
Why didn't you mention any female tennis players, Karen?
I like to compete with the boys because they're they're really, you know, they hit harder. but Jim, you got to be in a peak state mentally. So what I do is when I'm in a down place, I go back to another time in life where I scored and hit a home run and did something big, like when I raised money for a startup or I got a new client. And if you bring yourself back to that space, then you feel it all over again, and that helps me with this whole get in peak state piece of finding your momentum.
You know, I say, and my audience has heard me say this before, I say things like, this is no hill for a climber, and you're a climber. And that really reminds me that I have won before, that I have been down before, and I pulled myself out. It reminds me, you know, that's the one thing that probably helps to get momentum is if you've had an opportunity to get yourself out of a jam before, just remember that. Remember what happened. Remember that experience. Remember that precedent. You know, hey, listen, I like what Sylvester Q. Pussycat said. I say that to myself sometimes too. Remember the cartoon character Sylvester Pussycat? He said, "I've been thrown out of better places than this."
So,
you know, I remind myself about those times, and those are the kinds of things that help me. I'll tell you something else that I do. When it's really rough, I say a little prayer. I say, thank God for the opportunity to fight. Thank God that I've got a business that I can fight for, even if today is a rough day. I'm grateful. I actually am grateful for that kind of a challenge. If you can be grateful for a challenge, you can whip it. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's the last piece of this, is you gotta be grateful and you gotta celebrate even the small things. So the fact that I'm still on that court, still in that boardroom, still in the business place, that's huge. And that also just helps that momentum build. And momentum is like a big gust of wind. you know, when it comes, look out. Anything can happen, and it's just so important. So any of your listeners, if they're having a low day yesterday, today's a new day, and make momentum and make things happen.
Well, and, you know, we've all seen this, folks. If you've seen it happens, in you see it in football, you can see it in baseball, you can see it in tennis, certainly the individual sports, tennis. I'll tell you, if you want to see momentum shift, watch a volleyball game. Now, that's a classic example.
Oh, you're right.
A volleyball game. I've never seen momentum shift as much in a sporting event like volleyball. But this is where you think, you know, things are really going the wrong way, and all of a sudden one thing happens, and it all turns around, and you're right. Nothing that happens in those sporting examples that you're talking about in terms of turning momentum around that can't happen to you individually and to your small business. And
the key, Jim, is finding momentum is about choice. And as entrepreneurs and small business owners, we can make the choice. So you're going to have a great day today, and you're going to make things happen, and your destiny is up to you, nobody else.
Right, that's exactly right. So, folks, think about it. It's between your ears. It's the 5 inches of real estate between your ears that makes a difference. If your momentum is going the wrong way, you've got to ask yourself, you know, number one, am I causing it to go the wrong way? Number two, I'm the only one who can turn it around. And you can't wait on somebody else to do that. Karen, give us your website, please.
It's brandingdiva.com. And, Jim, I actually wrote a blog about this yesterday. So if they, you know, want the list, go to my website.
Go to the website, look for her blog, and go to brandingdiva.com. When we come back, I'm going to ask Karen to help us build some momentum in our organization. After these messages, Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Couldn't stop turning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.